appropriate that we go from a Cleveland guy to a Cubbies fan, and I will pick John Lazor's ratings of morale coming up on his Cubbies. But first, we did not get much into the college football playoff today. Lays, what did you think of the ranking of number 19 for the Hokies last night?
Yeah, I think you have to be encouraged by it. I think for the Hokies, they're not necessarily concerned with that at the moment because they've got so many impactful games over the next few weeks. And in terms of a playoff, you're probably not going to get over the hurdle of that Syracuse loss. So that's the farthest thing from their minds. But at the same time, regaining national relevance, Wes, in any way, shape, or form moving forward is obviously a positive for the program and has Justin Fuente and company well ahead, I think, of where many people thought they would be this year. So certainly a positive.
Indeed. John Lazor is brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. And to what is on their mind, and that would be Duke. I'm looking here, Lays, and this is a pretty good setup for Justin Fuente. Not that he would tip his cap to his team, but you got a good win against a good team. You're in good position in the ACC Coastal. And this team also, his team, has this sobering reality of what happens when you let down or lose focus because of what happened in Syracuse. And that's a great thing to have, considering you look down at what's left for the Hokies. They're going to be the favorite in every single game down the stretch.
Yeah, and more than likely a double-digit favorite, at least in the ACC games. Not sure where they'll be against Notre Dame, and there'll be some obvious impact into what they do the next couple of weeks. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And these are games, at least this one coming up against Duke, that you should win if you play well. And I think Justin Fuente is aware of that. But to your point, that's been his message. And I think a lot of coaches would shy away from that and say, well, we played well the last couple of weeks. We got that monkey off our back in terms of having a great road effort at Pitt. But Justin hasn't been that way. He was right up front about it on Monday and said, yeah, that's absolutely something that I said to my guys over the weekend. I was there at practice yesterday. That was part of his closing message, was we know all too well what happens if we don't prepare to our fullest ability and we don't have that sense of urgency in these games. And take nothing away from Duke. Obviously, one of the more underrated coaches in the country, and David Cutcliffe, is going to have the Blue Devils ready to play. And it won't necessarily be an extremely hostile environment because the Hokies will travel exceptionally well down there, but it's not Lane Stadium, and you're not at 100% health. So there's definitely risk in this game for the Hokies, and Justin Fuente knows that.
You're exactly right. Down year for Duke, they're beat up. They just lost their leading rusher, but you still have David Cutcliffe, and you cannot sell any team short that's got David Cutcliffe. Lays, you mentioned you were at practice yesterday. So was Gerard Evans. Said the ankle is tender and sore, but maybe I'm reading between the lines here, but usually teams don't like the quarterback to talk when he's injured, when there's a question of whether or not he cannot go. He did say it was tender, but it didn't sound like there's any reason of why he would not be able to go on Saturday.
Well, Wes, I'm going to expand upon what Justin Fuente said on Monday threefold, because that's what your listeners deserve, and I love Richmond. Justin said good. I'm going to go with good to go on Saturday.
He kind of went Belichick on us in the press conference on Monday.
He does that from time to time, man. He's got a little Belichick in him. He is one of the guys that he looks up to in the industry. He's obviously much more candid in a lot of other ways, but when it comes to injuries, yeah, he doesn't like talking about it.
All right, the coverage will begin at 2 o'clock on Saturday, Duke and Virginia Tech at 3:30, Hokies in the ACC Coastal seat. I mentioned that we had a newsworthy day in Blacksburg yesterday with Babcock agreeing to a contract extension in principle. Not that we thought he was going to go anywhere, but, you know, Lays, this is a guy that a lot of people would like to have.
Without question. And you look at the marquee hires that he's made in his first 3 years here, namely Buzz Williams and Justin Fuente, of course. But then you expand upon what else he's done in terms of the coaches that he's replaced. I think there's great excitement around women's basketball with Kenny Brooks. We just had the groundbreaking on the new baseball field, English Field at Union Park, and he's fostered that relationship with Union Bank and Trust, which of course has great Richmond ties. And it just expands from there, from facilities to the Hokie Club restructuring to all those things. Witt has just been one of the more innovative leaders, I think, throughout college athletics. So for him to ink his name to that level of commitment to Blacksburg, and there's always that tentativeness, I think, when it comes to Virginia Tech because it's such a phenomenal place, but at the same time, it's a place where people try to come and poach you when you gain a claim on the national stage like Witt has. So for him to make that commitment following Buzz's commitment earlier this year to put those signature pieces in place going forward was obviously a big day for Virginia Tech athletics and for me personally. I mean, I'm not going to ever forget that he's the guy that's given me my opportunity on this stage, Wes. So for me, it was important to have him around, and I was very happy to see that.
John Lazor on the call. Mike Burnup, Andrew Allegretta, and crew, 2 o'clock on Saturday from Duke. All right, give it to me straight. How's Cubby's morale? Lifelong Cubs fan, how's morale going in tonight, Lays?
Well, I think it's split right down the middle because you're going to have over a century's worth of pessimism going into the game because I think for me it's kind of like with the Vikings. You go, well, okay, things are going well. They're going well. They're going well. When are they going to pull? When's Lucy going to pull away that football? And I'm going to fall on my face. So I'm sure Cubs fans recognize that going to the game seven, there's no more dramatic way to lose in the World Series, and obviously you'll point to the fact that they have to go against Corey Kluber, and they haven't really been able to do much against him. Neither have most people over the last few years. But then at the same time, you look at the way in which the Indians lost Game 6, and historically that has been the way the baseball gods have identified when you're going to be immortalized in a negative way. And unfortunately, Tyler Naquin and Lonnie Chisenhall etched their names right there. And it's going to be a situation where I think the tension, at least at the beginning of the game, is in the Cleveland dugout, because not only were you up 3-1, you had it coming back to your place, and then you had some of those gaffes on both sides of the ball in Game 6 that set you up in a position to not only be remembered as the team that the Cubs beat in the World Series, but the team that helped hand the World Series to the Cubs. So that's where your optimism comes in Chicago. But there's a special feeling about this Cubs team and in their youthful exuberance and the way they go about their business. And I know everyone likes to say, well, hey, they'll be back regardless of what happens. And I think the Washington Nationals know, Wes, that that's not necessarily the case, because nobody can guarantee you your health, and nobody can guarantee you the stability, and no one can guarantee you that youthful chemistry that they seem to have. So in my eyes, tonight's the night, man, and it'll be must-watch TV tonight.
Come on, take the leap of faith. Tell me the Cubs are winning tonight.
Yeah, I think the Cubs are going to win tonight. I really
There we go. Thank you, Lays. We'll listen to you on Saturday.
All right, buddy. Stay out of the way of those errant drives, all right?
I know. Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I'm not golfing. John Lazor, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, you got to take the leap of faith. If you're a Cubs fan, it's today. Today's the day. Thanks to Lays. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. And just to echo that, Whit Babcock agreeing in principle to the contract extension through 2024. Not that I thought he might go anywhere, but yes, other guys want him. And smart move by Virginia Tech to get that all locked up, because he's the right guy. He's the right guy to take Tech into the future. Young guy, fresh thinker, forward thinker. I know some of my media brethren don't always love the media policies around there, but that's access in college sports anymore. And I like Whit. And it's funny because everybody's like, man, what's up with you and Whit? Like every time he comes on the show, you guys disagree. That's I was telling Whit and I laugh because we enjoy debating one another in a respectful fashion. But I like Whit. We don't see eye to eye on everything, but I'm telling you, he's nailed it since he walked into Blacksburg. One of the toughest transitions in college football history with Frank Beamer's retirement, and then to find his replacement. First of all, the retirement, that was handled with class and dignity. Frank still wants to be around Tech. He's still around Tech. He still goes to the games. It's not like the bad blood that was right after Florida State and Bobby Bowden. And then I know one year doesn't decide everything, but by all counts, Justin Fuente looks to be like the right guy. Brought in Buzz Williams. Looks like it's all going in the right direction. Money's coming in. Facilities are being built. Things are getting upgraded. Yeah, Whit Babcock is the guy that you want for the next 6 years plus. Thanks to Lays. More on the World Series coming up a little bit later on. But coming up next, we'll tell you about where we're at and why we are here at the Dominion Charity Classic at the Country Club of Virginia, the James River Course, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. On the Redskins, sans Trent Williams for 4 games. Ben Standing coming up at 8:05. Wes McElroy from the Dominion Charity Classic at the Country Club of Virginia at the James River Course. There's 2 things happening right now on Twitter. Poll question, who you got? Game 7, Cubs, Indians right now. 59% of you say the Cubs. You can go vote at Wes Fox Sports 910. And the other thing on my Twitter account right now is people are fascinated by me at a country club. And somebody's getting on me because I didn't wear a jacket, which right now let's bring on Steve Schoenfeld, who is the executive director of the Dominion Charity Classic. Am I in trouble for not wearing a sport coat today?
No, you're good.
I'm all right?
Yes.
I was wondering. Some people had asked me if I was going to wear, like, the John Daly pants.
Oh.
But I'm okay, right?
Yeah. Well,